It is the 10th day of July, 2008. Alan Watt for us for another 60 minutes. Your calls coming up in the next segment. Elliot, Steve, Scott, Lonnie, Pete, and many others, 1-800-259-9231. I thought I'd have Alan Watt on and not just hog him for myself, but let you talk to him. We always enjoy your phone calls, hearing the different topics, the grab bag of issues you bring up. Alan, more and more I realize that we can't stress enough that the elite have created a system to mesmerize the public and to put them into a dream state. I mean, the electrodes, the EKG show that. That's a fact that's taught in basic media, but the public doesn't even know that exists. I mean, here's a basic. They'll have six video screens behind somebody on CNN, and they'll have a scroll at the bottom, and they'll have a blue mist in the corner. And, I mean, in basic, and there's different layers of propaganda, as you know. I want you to speak to this. We're just going to skip through some of the breaks here for the InfoWars.com listeners and PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. It's too important. I want to let you run with this before we take calls, Alan. But just one layer of the hypnotism, the mesmerization of the population, this is in textbooks, is you'll have 8-9 different forms of data, different video feeds, different things on one screen. And your conscious mind can't track it all, but your subconscious can. So it immediately, for you to be able to even grasp that, you are instantly brought into a subconscious mode. Then you have the TV flicker rate. You have then the overt propaganda of how they're twisting semantically, what they're saying, what they're doing. And you put that all together. I mean, I will become mesmerized in a few minutes. And that's why I don't watch hardly any television. I will listen to it like a radio, and then it's just annoying hearing the semantical propaganda. And so I want people to know, I mean, we don't just say that video games put you into a lower-than-dream state and a natural state of oxygen-starved narcosis. That's major studies. Just type that. Long-play video games mimic death in the brain. That's a mainline story about it. But I believe, seeing the elite themselves, that they were not immune to this, that there is a group consciousness, whatever you want to call it, a feedback loop, their cultural interactions, whatever you want to say, they're watching TV too. And I believe the elite have been caught in their own trap, and that now they're not just tearing down our intellects, they are tearing down their own, and that it looks like humanity's caught in a black hole intellectual vortex, and that we are being dehumanized, and it looks like the elite themselves have basically fallen into their own pit.
Well, it's possible, and what is true, absolutely, is that we have been dehumanized. As I say, war was declared a long time ago on the ordinary people, and to bring us down to a very base-type society where we wouldn't mind what was done to us next. Once you get to a certain level and morality is stripped and the norms are gone, the norms that safeguarded society are gone, and there's no cohesion between society and a me generation. Their ego tonic in behavior. They're egocentric. They're narcissistic. That's exactly what Bertrand Russell said they would do to society. Then there's no cohesion. Cohesion is actually a survival mechanism. And when it's gone, the government then can dictate right down to the individual with no one standing up for that individual, just like George Orwell's 1984, all done by design. But when you also strip all that which is beautiful and necessary for a healthy human psyche, and you replace it with stuff which is very debasing, everything is very debasing.
Well, they're now replacing, even beautiful women are getting into it, ugliness, death, sickening things next to beautiful things, mm-hmm. To transfer us over into thinking the gross is beautiful.
We've watched, and again, the CIA funded this, fetuses put into jars of urine and put on display in museums and art galleries. We've seen corpses dried out, flayed corpses strung on wires. They're touring the U.S. right now. And people are going in to pay to watch these corpses hanging on wires in grotesque positions.
And that's just the public being trained for their extermination to think it's beautiful.
That's correct.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting the countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide, or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Listener, ask yourself, can I be deceived? Matthew 24 states 4 times, in the last days, many will be deceived. There are many ideas about the mark of the beast and the Antichrist. What do you know about the beast, its mark, and the Antichrist? Is the beast a superpower nation or a giant computer in Belgium? Is its mark an implanted chip, a tattoo, the national ID card, or 666? Is the Antichrist a person, title, or both? Some believe these things are in the future. Others believe that it's in the past. 1 John states, the Antichrist is already in the world. What is the truth? And what is a lie? Are you willing to search God's Word for the truth? Friends, these answers are in the Bible. For free books, DVDs, and Bible studies exposing the Antichrist, the Beast, and its mark, write to The Bible Says, Box 99, Lenore City, Tennessee, 37771, or call 888-211-1715. That's 888-211-1715.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Listeners out there, we just skipped that last break. PrisonPlanet.tv viewers had a chance to hear it and see it. We were talking about how the elite aren't replacing everything with death and destruction, not just to neutralize the public and to, you know, because if you love death, you won't stand up for your neighbor when they're kidnapping their kids with CPS or when the SWAT team's murdering you. You know, it's a good thing. But also because the elite think that's beautiful. You know, they think that's great. And Alan was finishing up talking about that. Then I wanted with him to get into the carbon tax, how they want to use that as this global umbrella with social workers to micromanage every level of our lives, how in England and now in the U.S. they want licenses for parents. If you want to hug your child in public, you'll be arrested for pedophilia. Major papers reporting toddlers who dislike spicy food are racist. The police are called. They feed a 2-3-year-old hot curry. If they say yuck, they're then put in a criminal database for life. This is, I mean, making all normal behavior criminal, and it's meant to be insane, meant to sound crazy, to push all barriers to end all barriers. But let's quickly, because I want to go to calls, Alan, and love picking your brain here. Just great talking to you. Let's go back here and finish up with this love of death, selling us on, like, you know, Schwarzenegger loves Art of Dead Babies. You know, I talked about seeing a PBS with Kevorkian, with his art, demons eating babies, this runs through the elite. When I was at the hotel where the Bilderberg Group was meeting the day before they got there, the paintings were of children, rich children with black circles around their eyes that looked dead. And it was like, this is like a joke out of a horror movie like some crazy hotel would have. But see, that's beautiful. Dead children, and that's basically what they were, dead children dressed up with their eyes open on the walls, and I got video of this, that's beautiful to them. You know, pale skin, big black circles, gums pulled back from around the teeth, basically pictures of dead little girls. That's beautiful to them, isn't it, Alan?
It is, and that's when you really have to wonder what is in these people. We use the term psychopath because it's the easiest way to describe them in today's society. We are living in a society today that is very, very confused. People are trying to wake up only to be misled by very well-trained Pied Pipers all over the globe. But you come back to this odd phenomenon of what is in these people. They're demonically possessed in some way. There's certainly, as I say, psychopathy simply gives you a scientific explanation of symptoms, which were used to be called demonically possessed. In other words, utterly evil. And at least in days gone by, people could recognize what evil was. Today, in an age of moral relativism, they think that anything goes, anything is okay, it's all different opinions, yours is as good as mine, etc. So we're living with all this open evil manifesting, as I say, with even dead corpses on display for art to make it money. We see that the abortion industry is rampant across the planet. They're now making CBC movies with taxpayers' money on the man, Morgenthaler, who started the abortion industry in Canada. He's now a hero, just like Kinsey was elevated to be a hero, a man with incredible sexual perversions himself.
He also murdered his son.
He murdered, yeah.
And brags about it. It's, oh, he murdered his son. How beautiful.
Yes.
He starved him to death in a torture chamber. Oh, my mm-hmm. God, it's so good.
And Kinsey himself, who literally changed the sexual morality of men and women because people read these books and thought, well, geez, if these are normal men and women, I'm missing out somewhere. I'm not so promiscuous. And so it was to guide the society into hyper-promiscuity, which again they knew would help destroy family units. You wouldn't need family units. They would die.
Well, you wouldn't be satisfied either with it. And then, of course, you find out really how unhappy you are. Getting back to this whole culture of death, I mean, is there any way out of this, Alan? I mean, on the good side, how do you see things unfolding? On the bad side, how do you see things unfolding?
Those, I've always said this, those who are not teenagers anymore and who can still think and who have done their homework and really gone into all of this and studied it well, we're the last generation that can verbalize this to anyone. The youth growing up have had more intense conditioning than any previous generation. They've had more shots, inoculations than anybody before them. And they're kind of damaged. So it's up to those, us, we, who are conscious today in society to do this battle. It's all up to us. And I say that if we can regain our natural humanity and our humanitarian instincts, bring them back into play, because that's what's been under attack all these years. That's what makes us truly human, which is a survival mechanism for us all. If we can bring that back and stop being so selfish, the me generation, the egocentric, narcissistic generation, then we have a chance. If we don't, if we go along with this me first and you're cut off from everyone else, we'll all go down together.
And to be clear, I agree with you. And then let's get into what's going to happen on the bad side if we can't. What the choice here is, the different Roman historians wrote about it, pro and con, that you had and as the empire got more and more corrupt, fell apart more and more, got more and more abusive, they would have more and more games until it wasn't just once a month, it was once a week, then it was five times a day. And even though you might be thrown in with the lions next week, or your child might be, it didn't matter, because narcissistically you could go shit in the bleachers next to the emperor, next to the Caesar, and you could see people being torn apart, and it's a narcissistic power trip to see those dead Chinese dissidents on display and laugh at them, or to see human bodies dried on wires and giggle and snicker and ooh, it's you know, and it's fun to see fetuses in containers of urine and laugh at the little human and laugh at I'm alive, I'm doing good, you know, and So what's happening again is they are glamorizing each individual being cornered and having our guts ripped out, so the system, so we don't have instincts to defend ourselves individually or others. And so we think we're saving ourselves by not caring about anybody. The yuppies always have that attitude and they'll laugh at you. Well, I'm doing fine. When really their own defense mechanism by not caring for others, well, they don't care about you either. You're now shields wide open.
Absolutely. Absolutely. The only defense we have is to retain our natural humanity and our natural abhorrence to see humanity debased and put into jars of urine. At one time, you know, life was regarded as sacred, and this has nothing to do, what I'm about to say, with the pro and against abortion. But I knew when abortion came along, the real intent was to debase society and to devalue human life, all human life.
And that's what the entire green movement's about. And let me be clear here. Listen to me, environmentalist. It is natural to care about your environment. It is natural to want to have clean air and water. But the globalists are viciously, as fast as they can, destroying the human genome, the world's genome, the true biosphere, toxic waste, radiation, super weapons everywhere. And then they give you the fake system of let's tax what animals put off, carbon dioxide, that is a life gas, total fraud, to train you that humans are bad. And that's what they teach. They teach in all the public schools that there's too many of us, we must die. They have the kids play lifeboat and spaceship, and there's only enough room for 5-6 people on the lifeboat. 4 of us have to die. Who's going to die? Then the captain decides who dies, i.e. government decides who dies. I mean, this is so diabolical, folks, what he's saying. They are teaching you that your life force prime directive for the species is a bad thing when it is the fulcrum of exploration and creativity and what humanity is. It is a direct assault on the species life force, not just the individual. Alan Watt?
That's right. And what the example you gave there about the lifeboat, everyone who is chosen to die is chosen to die in order of less importance to society, which is exactly what they're talking about for the future societies in their sustainable development campaigns. Who is necessary to keep alive to serve society, and who is the useless eater?
And it all starts with on your car, what bio credit it has, what score in footprint it has. We're all being taught we're on a ration now.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And so when we begin to accept that, there's too many of us, we're useless. And the victim, see, this is about mocking the victim. In this occult system, which is a religion at the top, which is also a science, they must get the victim to accept his own death. It's like George Orwell at the end, after all the torturing, he comes to love Big Brother.
He wants to be killed. In fact, he's at the Chestnut Cafe and he's hearing the BS media report about another fake war when it's really a global government. And he just says, I love Big Brother. He cries, just like the cops being nerve gassed and bioweapon, the military being killed. They love it. Yes, kill me. Kill me, government. I love you.
And that's the occult technique, where they're now bringing a society around that already have accepted that life has no real value. There's too many people, useless eaters. Even people in the working class are bombarded with these nature shows and so on, and hear the same messages over
every
and over.
Every show, humans are bad. Get the humans. Humans are bad.
Yes. And so they are having their minds altered gradually that they'll have to eventually start killing us off. And so the victim agrees to his own execution.
And by the way, Alan, as you're saying, exactly, everyone you talk to, I mean, they're like, well, of course we have to kill humans. Of course we have to die. Okay, they did create AIDS, but there's too many of us. And I'm like, hey, you little dumb yuppie bastard.
Yes.
They're putting cancer viruses in your vaccines, you idiot. When you're dying of cancer at 25 or 30 or 40, or your child's born deformed, it ain't funny. You got it? It's you they're killing. You're not part of the elite. I want to skip this break, too, with Alan Watt. We'll come right back with your calls. I got my word.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
As
known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Here I am at a gathering of friends, minding my own business, when one of our buddies, Bob, walks up to me, very concerned. He says, "Wow, have you seen the gasoline prices lately?" And I said, "Oh, of course. Woo, they're high." He says, "Yeah." He says, "What am I going to do? I've got a truck. There's no way that anybody's going to buy my truck in this market. I really need the truck for my job. It uses more gas than I can afford. I've got to find a way to come up with some extra money. I got a wife with four kids at home. I don't know what to do." I said, "Bob, relax. I know what to do. Call eFoodsDirect.com or go up on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. They will deliver food, really good, high-quality, nutritional, delicious food to your door now, right there in front of your house, for about half the price that you were paying for groceries last year. You can take the savings from that, offset the cost of your fuel, and use it to buy more inexpensive food to hedge against tomorrow's increasing food prices. Why don't you do that, Bob?" He said, "eFoodsDirect.com." I said, "Yep, call them at 1-800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. Do it now.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 500 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 500, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco, and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try. Free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 500. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
All right, let's go to your phone calls right now, ladies and gentlemen. I had my list of callers here in front of me. Who is up first here? I guess let's go to Lonnie in Ohio first. Lonnie, and then Steve, Scott, Elliot, and others. Go ahead, you're on the air, Lonnie, with Alan Watt.
Yeah, how you doing today?
Good.
I thought Russ Feingold was supposed to filibuster the FISA bill. He made all kinds of promises on Link TV about it, but yeah, I mean, the conspiracy, I mean, it runs so deep, and it's not even a conspiracy. It runs so deep what they're going to do and what they're going to try to do pretty soon. And, we got to deal with it in a different way, man. I mean, is there some website where we could just list where these guys are at all times? Everybody we know who's in Bilderberg. So we can just, instead of them being on us, we'll be on them.
Well, here's the deal. I'm trying everything I can to make films, have websites, have guests on. We have the Secret Service here again Monday. I'm being followed, death-threatened. And then people are always saying, can you do this, can you do that? Hey, folks, I always get critiqued. I tell you guys, go out and do it. Listing where Bilderberg is, I mean, this is a self-fulfilling operation. They sit in the seats of power, but it's institutional. It feeds itself. It's a self-replicating, perpetual motion machine. Alan, you want to explain that to him?
Yeah, it is. I mean, the people out there who have the time to do these kind of things themselves, they're always looking for leaders, because the American culture, especially through Hollywood creation, who gave the culture, it always gives you the lone gunman who rides into town and sorts it all out for everyone else.
And people always tell me, Alex, you're not leading properly. I'm not saying I'm your leader, folks. I'm just saying we're under attack. Go ahead.
People have to learn that each one of you out there is a leader, and you have as much responsibility to do your bit as everyone else. And you can do it. You
very
can do
true,
it.
But I'm saying with the individuals that you have that mic right now, you have that power right now. I know you're trying to touch people, and even with myself, I've been watching this go on.
But I don't think you're computing, sir. You just keep saying we've got the power. You can do it. No, we can. I appreciate your call, and I'm not mad at you. I'm just trying to explain to you, sir. I am working as much as I can. I am doing. I'm getting a bigger office, trying to up our game. The world's a big, complex place. Every day I'm told, you need to do this, you need to do that. I'm doing. Look, folks, you want to do something, get in game, get Terror Storm, get Truth Rising, make 5,000 copies. I know there are wealthy people listening right now. Make 10,000 copies of my film, give them to everybody in your town. Get Alan Watts CDs, give them to people. Tell them about this radio show. That's how we've had the effect. I mean, the good news is we had, 50, 60% of people a few years ago supporting government. Now it's less than 10%. We are discrediting them. But you can't expect us to do it all, Alan.
And that's true, and people have to start, I'm not kidding, very quickly saying no to the obtrusions that are coming into their lives, to the ridiculousness of this bend down and expose yourself at checkpoints and all the rest of it. We've got to, as I say, regain our humanity, our self-respect. We've got to take it back very quickly, because we adapt to the species very, very easily and very quickly into the new systems. We can't allow this to go on any longer until the abnormal is now normal and we're completely dehumanized.
Exactly. Folks, the solution is you literally handing out pamphlets and films to everybody once a week in your neighborhood. The answer is posters everywhere saying something's wrong. America's a police state. The answer is banner hangs. The answer is calling into talk radio. Folks, I work 18 hours a day. Lately, I haven't been. I've cut back a bit because I want to spend time with my family. I'm only working about 10 a day right now. I mean, let's see you activate like an Alan Water and Alex Jones. I mean, let's see you spend 5 hours a day instead of telling us what we need to do. And I'm not mad at you. I'm just talking straight to you. The solution's in the mirror, folks. The solution is in the mirror. Let's go ahead and talk to Steve in Colorado. You're on the air.
Alan? Yeah, it sounds rather, Alex, like you're pretty well maxed out already. So, but anyway, you had mentioned about people not thinking about the media can... conditioning people not to think. On the local radio affiliate here in Colorado that carries Rush Limbaugh, I've heard Rush say, you don't have, on one of the promos for his program, he says, you don't have to think, folks, you just have to listen. And that's a perfect example right there of how they just want you to trust their, trust the radio talk show host. So, but anyway, I had three questions. First of all, you had mentioned a Wired magazine article on the Marshall Plan, and I was wondering what issue offhand that is?
It was called the Marshall Plan. I've given you the name of the article.
And then the second one is, you had mentioned that Alvin Toffler was the mentor for Newt Gingrich?
Alvin and Heidi Toffler, yes. What's the other one?
Okay. And then, Alan, you had mentioned that nihilistic art was...
Stay there. We're going to keep talking during the break.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message.
like being a puppet, sir. Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
Sit down.
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job. How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of my...
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now, or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Imagine walking down the street and hearing footsteps behind you. They get closer and closer, and suddenly you have a sense something bad is going to happen. What are you going to do to defend yourself? TiboTech specializes in non-lethal self-defense products for you and your family. With everything from stun guns and tasers to personal alarms and pepper spray, TiboTech will arm you with the most advanced non-lethal products anywhere on the net. Not sure where to start? The TiboTech Essentials package is great for you or to share with your family. It comes with a 950,000-volt cell phone stun gun, a multi-pack of pepper sprays, an extremely loud personal alarm, and a how-to book for defending yourself with pepper spray, all at a low price. With these or any of TiboTech's products, you have the tools to defend yourself against an attack and get yourself to safety. Don't be a victim. Be a victor. Stock up now. TiboTech.com. That's TiboTech.com.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water, and it's designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF Shower Filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
Continuing with your calls with Alan Watt. Alan, I want you to, before you leave, we're going to plug his website and get some of his books and videos. Excellent stuff. Alan, flesh out how the sociologists and top propagandists admit all the cop shows are brainwashing tools. And then I use the example of, on the show Cops, they only show you the white trash scum who's guilty. They're always look like hell. The cops are good guys, always get their man. The image is the public's white trash, degenerate scum. The police are gods and angels. And it's admitted total propaganda to brainwash us. Meanwhile, the government ships in the narcotics, runs all the major black ops, but the public still is bombarded with that false image.
Yes, and Britain led this field of using fiction and drama to alter the perceptions of people to accept authority figures and actually elevate them up into special positions of being almost superhuman, as though these cops and the detectives and the dramas came from different wombs and did it all out of altruistic intent. And nothing is further from the truth. Police comprise a paramilitary army within countries whose job it is to serve their bosses by any and every means possible, and they will obey any order they are given. This has been proven time after time when countries have been invaded in the past.
Exactly. I want you to talk about that. But best example was the parish police chief of New Orleans. His mother was calling him on the cell phone for 5 days in a nursing home flooded, begging for help. And even the police chief, ordered by the feds, even though he had jurisdiction, let his mother die. I mean, and he cried about it, but his God was the feds, the drug-dealing, child-kidnapping feds. His mother had to die.
Yes. And police, law is another thing, too. We're trained through all these fictional dramas and movies where they give you a human story. We get hooked on the human drama. We identify with the characters, and we're being brainwashed all through the movie. And we forget, as I say, that police will enforce any law that comes along the pike. They will do it and say they're just doing their job. And if that means leading you to the wall to be shot, that will be so as well. That's been proven time after time after time. We should not be worshipping people who are there to serve society, and that's been forgotten. All these institutions are supposed to be public servants.
And these institutions, one crime they committed that is declassified of thousands in the same area was radiating 4,300 and something. Atomic Energy Commission, the federal government, has all the documents. I put links to it. It's covered in Endgame. WhatIsTheEndgame.com is a full bibliography where a great volunteer put together where every claim we made is right there. Imagine, the will, the steel will to take 4,300 and something in one program, toddlers from their parents and murder them. And those army doctors murdered those children one after the other, and then they were promoted larger cadres. And that's one program of thousands. But the government's good. They wouldn't carry out 9/11, Alan, would they?
And that's it. That's it. The amazing thing with even 9/11 is the fact they needed the event to happen in 2001. Because 2001 was one of their occultic years, and Arthur C. Clarke, Browning's novel in the 60s about 2001, and gave us an occultic story that people think is about space, but it wasn't. It's a Masonic story, if you follow it.
And something beautiful was going to happen then.
Something beautiful, and that's the term that they still use at the top in their big speeches. And, of course, we saw that Daddy Bush praised, he talked about nine. He mentioned the coming New World Order on September 11th, 1990, and then gave the following speech a year later, same date, on coming into view. And it would be a New World Order under the rule of law. Law was going to be the big stick to help bring it in. And then, of course, we had Brzezinski and others talking about
the rule of law, not the law of the jungle.
Yep.
If we're successful, and we will be.
Yes. And then you have the big players talking about a Pearl Harbor event being necessary to moat the public behind them for a major war. And bingo, to get their wish.
That's what I wanted to ask you, Alan. Why do you think, we know he's a CFR architect, wrote the Homeland Security Plan, Gary Hart, would publish a letter saying the U.S. government stages terror attacks, Iran, you better do what we say. Don't think because 80% of the public's against attacking you, we won't. We will stage events. And then we went and interviewed him. It's in the film, We Are Changed It. It's in the film, the new film I just released that just now came out, Truth Rising, folks. It needs to be gotten out to folks. I mean, it's a solution, people that are asking. And he just says, yeah, our government stages terror attacks. And
yeah.
That's what I said. I mean, now they're almost just saying it out in the open now. Why are they doing that?
Because they're so arrogant. It's a psychopathic trait. They live on ego. Psychopaths live on ego. And they do love to boast how they pulled off some real fast, huge con. They love to boast. It's very hard for them to contain their cleverness to themselves. They love to boast about how clever they are. Now, Gary Hart also is on tape. You probably have it. Right after 9/11, talking to the CFR, and he says, we can use this tragedy to our advantage, to what Bush's father talked about and called the New World Order. So they use misfortunes, which they also create, but they also use other ones to fall into their path. They use all great catastrophes to their advantage.
And they always believe when they tell the truth they have to add a lie. Bill Clinton, Gary Hart, all of them always say, President Bush only said once, knowing it was 244 times on TV in those 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
Clinton, all of them say, and Bush has said, my father only said once in an article.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they always add. Why do they say Bush Sr. only said once that we were going to have a new world order? why do they always just add a lie?
Mm-hmm. Well, they are, number one, they are born liars. That is a psychopathic trait as well. That's why they go into politics and they lie so well without blushing. They do things, even when their life's scandals are exposed to the public, they don't blush because a psychopath is pure ego. He will defend his ego at all costs. And they do it very successfully. They're almost a separate species, you know, the psychopathic class, especially the inbred type who've been born into wealthy families.
And yeah, the hyper,
on top.
The hyper psychopath. You know, I'm beginning to call them the hell force. I think that's the best way. The elite and their minions, this throng of sickos with their fancy propaganda arms projecting. I mean, it's like a cloaking device. They project happy clowns and friendly, but it's just buzz saws and death right behind that hologram, and they're just chewing us up. And I'm going, good God, I've been behind the hologram, I've seen it, but now they've even lowered the cloak, and now they're telling us buzz saws are love.
Yes, and we've got to remember too when we were told right after 9/11 when Rumsfeld came on, backed up by Cheney and others, and they said that this is 100 years war. Now, that was a legal statement to the public. And this means it's 100 years to go through the 30
That's
years
right.
of riots, which the Department of Defense has admitted to. At the end of this 100 years, they hope to have a new civilization.
That's right. In fact, they believe in international and ancient law and commercial Roman law, so they always post it, like in the newspaper. That's why they had all those books and TV shows where the government hijacks jets and flies them in the World Trade Center to attack Afghanistan and uses drills as a cover.
Yeah.
And they tell you, and it's the same thing, we're going to have a 100-year war, and then they give awards to professors that say they want to kill everybody and then give the professor access to bioweapons labs. And then they say, I've had elitists, you know, at the Capitol and other events where I've bumped into them, come up and say, Alex, they don't want your help, we're going to kill them. Basically, they don't want your help. There's nothing they can do. Don't you understand? They don't want your help. You know, that's who they are. And it's just so sick.
And at the end of this, they hope to have their transhumanist society. And they'll have brought forth during this 100 years this new transgender, transhumanist creature that'll serve them better and will give them no trouble, won't need entertainment, won't need to be rewarded for what it does. It'll be a easily programmed being right out of Huxley's Brave New World. This is the plan. The war isn't just about the Middle East. The war is on the cultures of every country on the planet to alter them all and to get us to accept us, our own demise as the old man, the old yesterday's man.
And as bad and corrupt as the Muslim nations are, I'm not defending them, they are angel cakes compared. And so when Iran says great Satan, they are actively and correctly assessing what runs the West.
It's interesting that when they go to Mecca, they used to do two trips, one to the Kaaba stone, and after that they all went to, up until 2 years ago, by the way, in Saudi Arabia, they then picked up stones, and they stoned an Egyptian obelisk that was called the Great Satan. And that was only removed 2 years ago under the pretext that some of the stones were bouncing back and hurting people. But from ancient times, that symbol, which is high Freemasonry, and that's Washington's monument as well, was understood by the Muslims as to represent the satanic system.
But now they're not allowed to throw rocks at it. They must love it.
They actually, that's right.
Mm. How
so
dare
that
you
always
not worship
in all ages for totalitarianism, for an elitist system, and for a fraternity, a brotherhood who run the world. And they understood that in those countries.
Absolutely. It's a big block, the all-seeing eye, crushing the little person who is beneath it. Let's go back to the calls here. Let's talk to Scott in Arizona, then Elliot, Pete, T, and Colin. I want to get to everybody. Go ahead, Scott. You're on the air with Alan Watt.
Hey, Alex and Alan. My question is, more directed towards, like, the elitists, of course, they don't control Alex's show, and we get the true story on everything that's happening out there. But you got two media outlets outside on the mainstream, which is CNN and Fox News, and you got two guys, and those media outlets belong to CNN. That would be Glenn Beck and Lou Dobbs, who are the only ones that are in those media outlets that are talking about, anything to do with like American Union and stuff. Even Alex put with him, Lou Dobbs, in the film.
Yeah, but Dobbs. Let me just say something. Dobbs has his own contract, and he steals for the war on drugs and a few other bad things, but he's a pretty good guy. Please don't put him in the same grouping as Glenn Beck. Glenn Beck will say we have to fight the New World Order. That means, you know, submitting to world government. I mean, Beck is really a monster, but go ahead.
Okay, we'll put Glenn Beck aside, but I just don't understand. The elites control both those media outlets, and actually Fox News talks, and they don't have anybody like that. But CNN does have those two guys.
They have to have the illusion that they are fair and balanced. You want to take that, Alan?
Yes. It's like everything is fake in the world. It's presented to the public because we think. And the dialectic, they always give you two sides of a story, and you'll pick one, and that'll become your opinion. So I think it was Professor Anthony Hutton, when he was talking about these agencies and societies, he said the guys from the same club, the same fraternity, will be on opposite stations and appear to oppose each other. Now, this is standard technique. And average Joe will never think himself beyond that. They appear to oppose each other. And this is just a Punch and Judy show to give you this or that opinion.
But the key is, it's always watered down. You know, they'll never tell you, get involved, take action, educate others. They'll never give you the larger forms of the New World Order. They'll just, why is the president opening our borders? He sure is dumb.
Yeah, exactly. It's to keep you stuck in the daily present.
Lou Dobbs won't tell you. Exactly. Lou Dobbs won't tell you that Bush is a puppet. He'll still play into that control paradigm. Thank you, Scott. Elliot in Ohio. Go ahead. Got to move quick here. Come on, Elliot. Yeah, go ahead.
All right, I got a question for you. Who was the biochemist that unleashed anthrax to the States?
Oh, I've got his name. He's a Israeli. He's the main suspect. He broke back into the lab even when he didn't have his authorization. We're actually making I've got his name on the tip of my tongue. Hey, Burmese, come in here. You should know. Somebody will call in just a moment. They tried to blame Hatfield. He was just found... basically not guilty, just won $5-plus million. And, hey, what's the name of the Israeli national who was at the bioweapons lab there in Fort Detrick? And even after he was fired, he was back in the controlled area?
I'm not quite sure, Alex. All I know is that recently in 2000...
This is a memory thing, and see, we're down to the end of the show. Yeah. If I Googled it, I don't have a perfect memory. Let's ask Alan Watt. I appreciate your call, sir. Alan, can you remember who that is?
No, it's escaping my mind.
Oh, I'll just look for it right now.
Well, I can say this, Alex. You know, Jonathan Pollard was convicted of being a mole inside the U.S. intelligence agencies, and since then, two other people have been arrested in conjunction with that. The latest one about 3 months ago, and another arrest was made in 2004. The 2004 arrest may have something to do with that, but I'm not quite sure.
No, I mean, his name's everywhere. In fact, I think I know, but I don't want to say the wrong name. Let me see. I'm going to type Israeli anthrax scientist. I should find it. I'm just spoon-feeding all this. It's so easy to find all this stuff, folks. The hidden anthrax letter suspect. I'll find it right here. What really happens got an area. We've written articles about it. My memory's not, I'm not an encyclopedia, folks. Alan, anything you want to add to that?
Yeah, you always find this, though, that things come out of the bag after the... You see, the main intent is to get the whole New World Order totalitarian system underway. They don't really care if it begins to unwind and it gets exposed.
It's not loading. It's slow, as usual.
Yeah. Once it's out, once it's underway and we've already adapted to checkpoints and ID cards, they don't care if the truth starts to come out then. That's why you can't let it get any further than it already is. We've got to start taking it back, taking our rights and freedoms back before we're in the worst hellish totalitarian system ever seen on this planet.
And the grid is almost in place right now.
You see, we cannot allow ourselves. One generation is growing up right now since 2001 who have never known of a world where terrorism wasn't dominating it and men in uniforms bossed them around.
That's right, to keep you safe from the shadowy thing that publicly was funded by the government. We've got his name, Dr. Philip Zack, okay? Google that, folks. We've done whole shows on it, Dr. Philip Zack, and that was on the tip of my tongue. There you have it. Thank you, Burmese. Thank you, Aaron. Okay, folks, and if you don't know the name of something, just type Israeli agent anthrax. You know, I'm not mad that you called in and asked. It's just, it's on Google. Please find it for yourself. And I'm not mad at people asking. I want them to ask. But have you ever noticed that everybody wants to be spoon-fed?
I know. I get so much mail in here, and I don't have time to even point them in the right directions. They have more time to do it than I do.
Yeah, I mean, you can better believe that if I'm saying something, you know, it's accurate, it's out there, it can be documented, you know, 98% of the time, I'm wrong about 2% of the time. Dr. Philip Zack. We're going to keep talking during the break. I'm going to keep taking calls because we got to let Alan go here in just a moment. Got to have him back up. It's always stimulating, always informative. His website, ladies and gentlemen, cutintothematrix.com. Check it out. Get some of the books and DVDs there. We'll be right back with the final segment with Alan for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers and InfoWars.com stream listeners. We're going to keep talking right now. Go to those streams.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Once, America was led by real politicians. Now politicians in the U.S., city, county, state, and federal, are owned and controlled by corporations. We have corporate representatives instead of politicians. Criminal corporate manipulation has caused grain prices to soar to the highest levels in history. Shortages of rice, corn, and wheat now exist in most countries. Natural disasters have put millions worldwide at risk of starvation. Food riots and bread lines occur daily in 30 nations, and not only is that list growing, but it's headed this way. Survival Enterprises are master distributors of the highest quality long-term storage food. Mountain House freeze-dried foods, canned beef, chicken, turkey, butter, bacon, spices, cheese, fruit, and more. We have tons of food in stock now. Call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. Or go to beforeitstoolate.us. That's beforeitstoolate.us, where you'll find what you'll need to keep you and your loved ones secure. And remember, those without food will be servants of those with the food. Call now.
Attention, GCN listeners. Would you like to watch uncensored, unregulated, even banned TV on your computer? Well, now you can watch satellite TV on your PC with an extremely simple hookup that allows computer owners to pick up more channels than any sane person can even watch without paying monthly cable or satellite fees. Here's the story. New video feed technology lets anyone with a high-speed internet connection gain instant access to an endless list of underground channels from all over the globe. And here's the best part. It's 100% legal. And it works at home, the office, or even in other countries to grab television channels and video feeds at your command. GCN listeners can use it to watch hundreds of conspiracy videos absolutely free. Best of all, you could be watching free TV on your PC in 5 minutes or less. It's that simple. Just go to www.orderfreetv.com. That's www.orderfreetv.com. To watch unregulated TV on your PC, go to www.orderfreetv.com.
And they're going down like the dinosaur. They used to grow corn in Kansas. Now they grow it on the moon and eat it raw. Your home garden's already against the law in a lot of places. All right, let's take two final calls. Got to let Alan Watt go here in a moment. Man, I really hate we're ending the show. I love having him on. He's great to come on with us. T in Canada, quickly, you're on with your fellow Canadian, Alan Watt. Go ahead.
Thank you, Alex. Thank you, Alan. I wanted to know if you guys, like, apparently in the U.S. they didn't show that public apology that the Canadian government made for the genocide committed on the in the residential schools.
Yeah, that's right. They take the Indians and murder them, and in a 4-year period in the early 70s, they sterilized 42% of the Native women forcibly, and I mean, this is a murdering psycho government, Alan.
It was amazing. It was one ex-Anglican priest who was defrocked from the church who stood up for this and listened to the stories of the Indians who'd been buggered by all these holy Anglican priests. No one.
By the way, what's
the
his name? I want to get him on. I keep forgetting.
I have his name here. I can get in touch with him for you.
Yeah, folks keep saying I need to get him on. I'll set him up. Thanks.
And literally, you see, you don't touch the Anglican church because the Queen is at the head of it. You can attack all the other ones. And these children went through absolute hell. And it's as if this genocide was put upon them, this ongoing genocide to destroy them and their culture. And they're now digging bodies up.
Meanwhile, it's all liberal. Oh, don't say you don't like hot food. That's racist. Oh, don't be racist. Meanwhile, they're killing them as fast as they can. See, that's the perfect cover.
Yes.
God help us. Thank you so much, T. We're moving fast here because it's just unbelievable. Alan, we need to have you back on to talk about that. Colin in Canada, you got 45 seconds. Hit us hard.
Hi. Hello. This is Colin in Canada. Good to talk to you, Alex and Alan. Thanks, Alex, for introducing me to Alan Watt. I listen to both you guys every day. I just wanted to say that I knew about this a long time ago because I went to school with a total psychopath who murdered his best friend's family, and we used to have arguments all the time about philosophy, about Plato and all the philosophers, and then this guy went on, and he even acted in a play about Rope. The Alfred Hitchcock play is about the psychological pursuit of murder. And he went on to do it a year later. Now he's in jail, and his sister is trying to get him out. People should check it out. He's in jail in Seattle. He was a Canadian who went there.
Very interesting.
Have you ever heard about it?
Very interesting. We're out of time. Call me back later with that. Yep, the love of death. Well, Alan Watt, it's been great. CutIntoTheMetrics.com. Thanks for coming on with us.
It's been a pleasure, Alex.
We'll have him back soon. Thank you, Alan. In closing, ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank all our sponsors, our listeners, everybody that makes this show possible. This hour was brought to you by Ecola Blue. This is a 5-filter system that takes water out of the air. It's the cleanest water you can get, ladies and gentlemen. You don't even need to have a water supply. It takes gallons, even in the desert, out of the air every day. Ecola Blue, EcolaBlue.com, EcolaBlue.com, EcolaBlue.com. There's a big fat banner on InfoWars.com, EcolaBlue.com, or 1-866-585-4044. Get a free brochure. Check the website out, EcolaBlue.com, or 866-585-4044. Great system. Check it out. All right, we're out of time. Again, if you haven't made copies of the DVD, order Truth Rising today. The film is incredible. It's waking people up. The police state, 9/11, the first responders, it's all covered. The 9/11 truth movement, exposing how we're being demonized. Get it out. Get it out. Get it out. Order Truth Rising at InfoWars.com or see it at PrisonPlanet.tv right now. Now, I had a bunch of big guests, Dr. Doug Rocky, everybody else on. Retransmission on the web starts now at InfoWars.com and get the free podcast, InfoWars.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.